Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that would be based on the national climate as well and the red nature of Louisiana and what's going on with the White House and so forth in Washington. But the only reason I brought up that part about the legislators is knowing them, some of them, and knowing the process, sometimes it is so local and so personal. I don't know that that issue really gets tied back, but it'll be interesting to watch. Dave, here we go. Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets, second weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is gospel. You know how to spell gospel. Gospel. Now go to WWL.com/contest, register, and win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance to win. All you have to do is listen at 9, noon, 3, and 6 for the Jazz Fest code word of the day to see amazing artists like Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews Band, John Fogerty, Louisiana Roots, Casey Musgrave, Harry Connick Jr., and more. Good luck. Happy festing from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter the word gospel. It's that easy. We're going to spend an hour trying to sort out streaming services and what you're subscribed to and what you can watch and what's the best value and more with our friend Courtney Jackson, CNET Senior Streaming Editor. Good morning, Courtney. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm well. It's good to talk to you again. How you been?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Just pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, it's better than terrible.
It is.
You know what I wrote on my whiteboard yesterday, Courtney, before we start talking about streaming services? I was talking to somebody in the kitchen about this. Live in the moment. You ever try to do that?
I do. Because I do. I'm getting better at it.
I'm trying because so many times you spend time rehashing the past that you can't do anything about and worrying about the future that, you know, you got a plan, but really, how much do we really control anyway? So just try to live in the moment and enjoy it. And I guess sometimes living in the moment it means what you're watching on TV and enjoying what you're streaming, right?
Correct. And trying to stay off the phone while you're watching TV.
You know what drives me crazy? And it's like I have a limited amount of time to watch TV. Have you ever been in a grocery store and you walk down the chip aisle? And you think you know what you want, and after a while, you're just thoroughly confused because they have so many different things to watch. You have so many things to buy. You have a limited budget. You don't know what if you want cheese, nachos, potato chips, crispy, not this, barbecue. And sometimes I'm like that with TV where I feel this immense pressure to pick the right thing to watch because I only got 4 hours, and there are so many things to watch. How do you go about determining what you watch? Or I guess you got to watch it all with your work, huh?
It's a bit of a mixture. Luckily, I have a good team, too, so we spread it out who watches what. But, you know, on a personal note, I do have, you know, certain services that I tend to go to more often than others. And I kind of keep myself, I take my own advice and use the strategy of rotating my services. So I don't know if any of you know this, any Marvel fans on this, you know, listening to the show, but Daredevil just aired its season finale, so I'm going to cancel Disney Plus for now. That was the reason why I had it, you know, and then I'll put my dollars toward another service.
Let's talk about that. You know, I was saying the other day that I watched thing on the Titanic on a Disney Channel, and I had two discoveries. First was that if the Titanic had hit the iceberg straight on, it may have not sunk, although it would have killed a lot of people. The second discovery was that I subscribed to the Disney Channel. I had no earthly idea. I just clicked on it and it came on. How do you go about managing these subscriptions before we start talking about rotating them?
So the best thing to do, and this is an issue that happens with colleagues as well. People forget that they've subscribed to something. If you don't want to look directly at your bank account to sort of keep track of what you signed up for, because sometimes it could be disguised as a third-party bill, mm-hmm. you know, to a place like Amazon, and maybe you subscribed through Prime to sign up for Hulu. So you don't recognize that Amazon charge as a streaming service charge necessarily. So what you can do is use an app like Rocket Money, and it'll comb through your bills and sort of isolate those streaming subscriptions and help you discover what you've been paying for, what you may have forgotten about, you know, and decide what you want to keep.
Let's start with, I guess, cable as opposed to streaming. Is there a need to have both? Generally speaking.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. You can definitely get by with a live TV streaming service, you know, and a couple of your on-demand services like Netflix or Hulu to supplement. These days, the quality is similar. You have access to news, you have access to sports, and then your network TV shows that people like to watch, you know, during those primetime hours. Mm-hmm. And you can get access to those channels through a live TV streaming service or through cable. One of the things that we're seeing is a trend, and this is coming out through researchers like Deloitte and some of these other companies, is that there's one group that tends to flock toward cable. It's not Gen Z. It's not millennials. It's usually the group above boomers.
And above the ones boomers?
Yes.
They're in heaven. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
above
mature.
Boomers. Oh, okay.
There's a group called Mature.
All right.
And they're being reported on and tracked as well. And they're the ones that tend to stick with cable more often than others.
Is that because streaming's involved with the computer and get confusing? I'm not trying to stereotype anybody or anything like that, but is there a cause and effect thing there maybe?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's a matter of convenience or cost or, you know, something like that. But these reports have also determined that that same group, when they do sign up for streaming services, they tend to go more toward the ad-based ones. So they don't really go for the ad-free. It's more the ad services, so which is telling in itself. Those tend to be the cheaper plans, but they also, because they have commercials, people are sort of used to that format already, so it doesn't bother you as much to sit through ads when you're streaming.
I want to open the Okunard Jeweler Talk and Text line here. If you have any questions about streaming services, content, best bang for your buck, cable, etc., Courtney Jackson is our go-to, and we're pleased to have her. It's been a while since we spoke to her. She's CNET Senior Streaming Editor. She does this for a living. Okunard Jeweler Talk and Text line's open, 504-260-1870. Text, data, and message rates may apply. Don't ever please text while driving. It's 918. I'm Tommy Tucker. Quick break. We come back, we'll talk about rotating services and what Courtney alluded to earlier here on WWL. If you're tuning in for the Jazz Fest code word of the day, I've already given it, but because I'm magnanimous, I'll give it again. It is gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L, gospel, as in church, you know, gospel. I think it's a drop-down menu, so you don't have to spell it or anything like that. Just go to WWL.com/contest. You can register to win tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. We're talking to Courtney Jackson, our friend, who is a CNET senior streaming editor, about streaming services. And I'm going to get to the text lines in a minute, 504-260-1870. That's the Okunard Jeweler Talk and Text line. Message, text, and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Courtney, talk about revolving services. How do you do that? Tell me.
So the idea is to sort of, one of the things you need to do is to keep track of when your favorite show or event is getting ready to come on TV. So, for example, Star Wars is releasing the second season of Andor and next week. So for fans of that franchise, you want to make sure you have Disney Plus if you don't have it already. Same thing for Netflix. Maybe you've been taking a break from Netflix because of the price hike they implemented a few months ago, and the only reason you want Netflix is for Stranger Things. So you want to sort of keep track of when those shows or events like WrestleMania are going to hit streaming. And that's when you subscribe. And then when you're finished watching every episode of a show, you go ahead and cancel the service and then sign back up once they have something else you want to watch. The alternative to that is to just wait for all the episodes of your favorite show to be available on the platform instead of watching week after week after week when you're paying for that. That means you're going to pay for that service for 2 or 3 months. Wait till all the episodes are already out. Binge the show. That way you end up paying for 1 month of a service as opposed to 3 months.
Somebody texted in. They like the series Mad Men. They want to know where they can find it. And can they subscribe just long enough till they watch all the episodes and cancel it? How do the subscription services work at Courtney? Do you have to, it's like a country club membership. You sign up for a year, 6 months, as long as you want. How does that work?
No, that's one of the advantages of a streaming service. They are contract free. So you're under no obligation to stay with one. You can cancel whenever you want. So if you want to sign up, use it for a week or use it for 3 days, you're able to do that and then cancel.
And they bill you by the day?
They bill you for the month.
For the month.
So
you wouldn't
want to
cancel
it.
Oh, they will prorate it?
They will not prorate it.
Oh, no.
So you squeeze in what you can, you know, look at the price. I think, like, right now, Peacock and Paramount Plus, they're $8 a month. So if you're going to sign up for one show, do it. You know, watch what you can in that 1 month time. Some services do offer a free trial, not all of them. Netflix does not. So if you sign up for Netflix, watch everything you can for that 1 month worth of service, and then go ahead and cancel.
So if you sign up, it's a month. The only reason to cancel after a couple of days would be if it's a 7-day free trial, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Here we go. I just realized we have two subscriptions of Paramount Plus. I had a subscription on my phone, and then while trying to watch the new series, 1923, my husband got a subscription off the TV. Is it normally possible to combine those? I only have to pay one fee and watch on my phone and my TV. I'm paying close to $23 for Paramount TV Plus.
No, unfortunately, you cannot combine those subscriptions, especially if you signed up with separate email addresses. So you'll have to cancel one. If you have a watch list where you already sort of start watching several shows and you know, you're sort of on the carousel, unfortunately, you'll lose all of that. But you just have to choose which one you're going to keep.
So somebody else texted in and said, when it comes to streaming services, is there any way to say which one has the best content? Subjective thing, huh? What do you think?
It is. It depends on your personal taste. Also, you know, what you're willing to pay. We do review services. We do keep a running list of the best streaming services and what each one has to offer. And we look at libraries and the frequency of new content being released and factors like that. Also the value, how many screens you can watch at a time and those sorts of things, which ones offer children's content and how much. You sort of just have to consider your household. You know, what you want to watch. Do you need access to live sports? Some on-demand services like Peacock do stream live sports. So you may not need a live TV streaming service if something like that has what you want.
Somebody had a question about TVs and they're getting ready to buy a new television set. They want to get it in before tariffs, if in fact there are tariffs. I don't know where that stands, but what time is it, right? So how do you determine when it comes to TVs preloaded with different streaming services?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
But are the differences, some all of the services that are loaded onto the TVs already, or at least that you have access to through the television set, they all have commercials, right, or not?
So it's most modern TVs, most modern TV, basic like a Roku TV, TCL, Samsung, they have built-in streaming services. Some of them also have their own free streaming service. So if you buy a Samsung TV today, you'll not only have access to, well, you can easily subscribe to like your Netflix, your Disney Plus, your Hulu, but it also comes with built-in Samsung TV Plus, which is a suite of free channels that you can watch. There's hundreds of free channels built into those TVs. Same thing with the Roku TV. Roku offers the Roku channel, which has a suite of hundreds of free channels. But this, you still have to actually sign up and subscribe to each streaming service through your smart TV and pay for it on there. So it's not included, you know, unless they're giving you a special, like, here's 3 months of Hulu for free for buying a new TV or something like that. But typically, you do still have to subscribe.
So the free ones, and I've noticed this, having a couple of different types of TVs, a lot of them, although it's different services or different, like Tubi, or I'm trying to think of some of the other free ones, it's the same programs, right?
Yes and no. Yes and no. So most of them, what we call FAST TV. So FAST is an acronym. It stands for Free Ad-Supported Streaming TV or Supported TV. So what they do is some of them offer mostly live channels, and they could be a combination of your local news stations and branded TV, you know, like Taste Made or a dedicated channel to, let's say, SpongeBob or something like that. Others also offer original content. Tubi does that. Tubi offers live channels. It offers a bunch of free TV shows and movies, but also their own original selection of movies and TV shows. Pluto mostly has live channels. You know, for people who want that sort of experience, they're one of the better services for that.
Somebody texts in and says, why can I get the news in Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Cleveland, Baltimore, but I can't get the news from New Orleans on my whatever service it is they have, the free one?
It all depends on the service. Sometimes you can get access to local stations, sometimes not. It all depends on where you live. If you get an antenna, though, and there are budget-friendly antennas, that will likely, and you live in an area where you get a good signal, that can give you access to your local news stations.
And it's relatively easy to switch back and forth with the new TVs to antenna or not. And I think an antenna is like, what, $30 an HD antenna?
Yeah, you can get one for around that price, between $20 and $30 starter price. And then they go up in price from there.
And what do you get? What do you get better with the antenna?
So that gives you, again, your local stations mostly. So if you want to watch like your local news, or and sometimes national channels like your ABC to catch your sports, they can help you do that. But you do have to be in an area that gets a good signal. So if you live in a very, very rural area, it may not give you a good selection of channels.
With a really expensive one, can you go through your neighbor's text messages? Just kidding. Let's talk about, is there a site somebody wants to know where you can go to and kind of look at categories, if you like, old comedy TVs, if programs, if you like 80s Westerns, if, I don't know if they had 80s Westerns, different categories. Like, is there one site you can go to where you can type in either what show you want or what category of show you want and find the different services that order it, that offer it?
So Google can help with stuff like that. Google, actually, if you want to, like someone asked about Mad Men earlier.
Yeah.
If you go to Google and type in Mad Men, it'll tell you which streaming services you can find that show on.
And
right now,
Jordan Fiegel, our producing guru, just sent me a thing that says, just watch the streaming guide. Have you heard of that?
Yes. Just Watch is good. It's one of the apps we recommend to track TV shows. Just Watch, Real Good, those are all good recommendations.
So for this person looking for Mad Men, they would find the streaming service, they would sign up, and then watch Mad Men as much as they wanted, and then when they were done with it, they just cancel a subscription, and it would round off to a month. Accurate?
Well, actually, no? Mad Men may be available for free. So what I would do is check, type it into Google, or like Jordan recommended, Just Watch. If it's offered on a platform like Plex or the Roku channel, you can watch it for free without having to sign up for a paid provider.
I don't know if this is in your wheelhouse or not, Courtney, but somebody wants to know about, are there TVs that are better than the other reception-wise, or are they all the same? And when it comes to evaluating which TV you purchase, is it all about which streaming services are already loaded onto it?
So the TV experts on my team are Ty Pendleberry and David Katzmeyer. They are like TV scientists, and they can really break down what's the best way to go about purchasing a TV and all the features that are included. What I will say is, in most cases, streaming services are preloaded. But don't let that be the only factor when you determine what TV you want to buy.
I know the TV I have, and the biggest TV I have in the main room is a Vizio, I think it is. And no offense to anybody, I'm waiting for that thing to break so I can get rid of it. I can't wait till it breaks so I can get rid of it. I swear to goodness, I'm not kidding. Do you have a favorite or not, Courtney?
I don't. We have sort of everything in my house. And then I have a lot of stuff for work, too, as far as the streaming devices. So, I use it to test. We use it to test devices. We use it to test services. So I kind of use everything.
So I looked at Mad Men on Just Watch. It says AMC Plus, Apple TV, Prime Video, Roku Channel, AMC Plus, Philo, Plex, and then it gives me an option, or whoever, an option to buy it at Amazon, something with an F, and Apple TV. Take me through that. What does that mean? What is Plex? Is that free? That says
Plex
one season
free.
HD, okay? Philo, what is that? You pay for that?
Philo is a live TV streaming service. It starts at $28 a month, and that actually includes access to AMC Plus at no extra charge.
That's where it gets so confusing, right?
Yes, yes.
And then you got Roku Channel. It says also, just to use this as a case study, that also comes with AMC Plus or not. So how would this person know what to subscribe to, the best value there, if that's what they're looking for?
So if you want to go with the free option, which may only be one season, then that would be Plex. But in most cases, you will have to subscribe to AMC Plus. And you can either just subscribe directly to AMC Plus, or it's included with a bundle like it is with Philo. The Roku channel, they operate similar to Prime Video, where you can sign up for a service as an add-on. So if you use Prime Video, most of us have a subscription through Amazon Prime. You can sign up for Max. You can sign up for Netflix as add-ons through your main Prime subscription. The Roku channel operates the same way. So if you want to get AMC Plus as an add-on, you're going to have to pay whatever AMC Plus is charging.
All right, I'm getting dizzy. I'm getting dizzy. So we're going to take a break, and we'll come back, and you can talk about bundling. Somebody texted in, what's the problem with Vizio? It starts itself, stops itself. Starts, restarts, the middle of the night, turn itself on. I don't know why. Changes channels, just goes crazy. But none of the other TVs in the house do it. So maybe it's the ghost of Betsy the Boxer. I don't know. 938-22 till 10. More when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 9:45, quarter till 10. I love having Courtney Jackson on, CNET's senior streaming editor, because this streaming thing can be confusing and be complicated. I want to get to this, Courtney. Somebody says that they are subscribing to both HBO cable and Max streaming, and that's pretty stupid, is it?
I don't want to say that.
No, you can say it. It's me. I'm talking about me, so you can go ahead and say it. It's fine. It is stupid, isn't it? Because I got the same exact stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You only need one. And as far as I know, Max is automatically included for people who have HBO. So you have access to what's in the catalog. But remember, what Max offers goes beyond HBO content. So you also have access to CNN. You have access to Warner Brothers movies.
And Turner Classic movies, right, with Max?
Exactly. Even though they keep rotating the catalog, there's, the back catalog of TV shows and movies, even Cartoon Network content. All of that is included with Max, whereas with HBO, you get just HBO.
They do, because I was looking for Looney Tunes. I like to watch Looney Tunes to relax because I deal with so much serious stuff, and they shifted. They used to have the old ones. Now I can't find any of the old ones, so they do rotate them, right?
Yeah. Well, they removed Looney Tunes. That was a big thing.
Who did? What? When?
Warner Brothers Discovery, they did. It turned into
a
big...
This is outrageous. What?
Yes, people were up in arms, but now... But guess who has it? Guess who's licensing the content? You can watch it on Disney? Tubi for free
Tubi
as
for
of
free?
April 1st. Yes,
oh,
as of April 1st.
Do you like Looney Tunes?
I do. I did as a kid.
Do you think there's a real difference between Daffy Duck and Sylvester the Cat?
I think they have the same vibe.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing, actually. I think that voice artist, Mel Blanc, did a good job of doing basically one voice and breaking it up to a lot of different ones. Let's talk about... bundling services and going back to me and people that are in my position, I know I'm wasting a lot of money a month on all of these services. I guess the first thing would do to be maybe cancel the cable and then from there go to streaming services and get an antenna.
Yes. So look into a service like Sling, look into Philo, or guess what, guys? There's some new stuff out now. If you, at the top of the year, there were a lot of changes in streaming besides just Netflix's price hike. Two companies introduced what we are calling skinny bundles. Mm. One of them is Comcast. So if you have Xfinity Internet, you can sign up for its new bundle, which gives you access to, it's $70 a month, gives you live sports, news, and includes access to Peacock. But the catch is, again, you have to be an Xfinity customer. So you get access to shows, to channels like ABC, CBS, NBC, in addition to, content from FS1 and Big Ten. And then, again, it includes access to Peacock, all for that $70 a month price tag. The other thing that was recently introduced is DirecTV's genre packs. Those range anywhere from $30 a month to $40 a month and then go up from there. There's one at $70 a month that gives you the live sports. But if you only want entertainment channels, get the genre pack. They have one called My Entertainment. It's $30 a month. And you have live channels included with that. And it's one of the most budget-friendly options out there right now.
And what's the name of that one again? Budget-friendly?
It's DirecTV Genre Pack.
So you need the satellite dish or whatever it is?
No. It's all streaming and it's open to any customer.
DirecTV, and again, the name of it was?
Genre Pack.
Genre Pack, all right. And you said skinny bundles?
Yes, that's what we're calling these because they're really streamlined. They're not as they don't cost as much as like your YouTube TV or Hulu plus live TV. They come with a little bit less channels than you would get with a service like that, but some of them make up for it by throwing in an on-demand service like Peacock.
Sounds like the name of an exotic dancer. Gentlemen, stage two, skinny bundles. Somebody wants to know about recording TV from streaming. If you want to record programs, can you do that, or do you really need to if they're available all the time? I would think you can't record it because then you would own the content, and then why would you subscribe? Take me through that, Courtney.
So, yes, if you have a live TV streaming service like YouTube TV, yes, it includes DVR. Know if for a service like Disney Plus, Hulu, or Netflix, those are on-demand streamers, whereas YouTube TV and Fubo are live TV services. So, yes, with those live ones, you can use DVR and record your programming.
You buy that separate, the DVR, or that?
No, it's all on the cloud. So there's no equipment to buy. You just pick up your remote and set it for what you want to record.
All right, somebody texted in with all this streaming. Watch your data limits. I don't think I have a data limit.
Some people do on their internet. Some people have a cap on their internet plan. So yes, you do want to make sure you have unlimited data if that's an issue, or if you're watching on your phone a lot. Just make sure you're sort of keeping an eye on how much data you're using.
Courtney, real quick, somebody texted in, whatever happened to we pay for TV and there are no commercials? Whatever happened to that? It seems as though with streaming, we're getting away from that. I don't know about, well, cable actually has full of commercials too, not the necessarily premium services, but.
Yeah, most streaming services now offer an ad-based plan, but it's totally up to you if you want to sign up for that or if you want to pay more to watch without commercials.
Final thoughts, Courtney?
Listen, guys, look into bundles. They're the wave of 2025. Take advantage of those. They can save you a lot of money, especially if you're missing the live TV channel experience. Otherwise, get into rotating your services.
Tell me about CNET real quick.
So CNET is the number one tech news site here. We have experts that are like me. I'm streaming. We have TV experts. We have mobile experts who cover phones. Home experts, wellness experts. You can find pretty much whatever you need if you're looking to buy anything in the tech field or even improve your sleep habits.
We appreciate you, Courtney. We do. Thank you for giving us your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Courtney Jackson, CNET Senior Streaming Editor. Confused? Good. Me too. 9:52. We'll take a break. Talk to Newell when we come back on WWL.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.